All right, we welcome in now John Gardner, who is the coach at Linfield High School boys hockey. And you just heard Bill Newell mention there are just a couple of teams left with unbeaten records. There are three, I believe, in the state. Two are girls' teams. And, John, your team is up there in the boys' team. So, once again, we say congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's not a goal you set for the season, but once it kind of gets set in motion, it's kind of pretty cool to kind of shift gears and kind of shine light on it. So we're pleased that we were the last boys team standing.
You know, I got to ask Coach Kearns, Tim coached Gloucester High School baseball. Tim, did you ever have a season that was kind of extended where you went so long without losing?
No.
Okay, that's a quick answer, huh?
I saw a picture of you in the paper, I believe. You scored in the beard this winter?
I always have some semblance of facial hair to differentiate myself from my twin brother Jay. it's a little longer this year.
Okay, so the question is the beard staying untrimmed while this unbeaten streak is going on?
Not really. Like last year at the end of the year, we were on a 11 game unbeaten streak in the middle of the year last year. And, you know, it's not that I won't touch it, but I kind of don't trim it as much. So yeah, it kind of is and it isn't because
and
of the streak.
And there's anything to say about it.
Yeah. What's that?
And does the wife have anything to say about it?
Actually, if I actually shaved my face completely, she would tell me to move out for 2 weeks.
Oh,
she hates me.
Okay, Coach, I want to ask you about. Obviously, I want to get to the most recent game against North Reading and some upcoming games. Talk about the team, but last week or the week before, you mentioned we don't get into that superstition thing. And you know, as an educator, a logician, a mathematician, an astronomer, civilian, what do you call it, amateur astronomer. I try not to, too, but as a sports person, I do have these superstitions. And what about them? Do you kind of said, no, we're not doing that. And, do you find that kids have these little quirks, or do you guys, you coaches, have any little quirks?
So, yeah, we've always aspired to, I mean, we always kind of played into the jinxes and the superstition and kind of the whole Acme safe gonna hit you around the next corner. But for some reason, me and my brother last year just decided for the season that we were gonna kind of really go opposite and just like there is absolutely no streaks. There's no, I mean, there are little things that you do inadvertently. You know, old habits die hard, but like, yeah, you're wearing certain things or to the games and a little pregame routine, but mm-hmm. as far as like saying the shutout word or my brother's a goalie, so that would be blasphemy in the past. But we don't play to it mm-hmm. this year. And the issue I told you we're having with this that is we just got our new uniforms and they're beautiful from the school and they're like top of the line NHL quality and we kind of shifted to what the school is doing. We were the only team in the school that was going with the old logo and just the navy blue and white. And now we have these brand new gorgeous uniforms and none of my guys want to wear them. Ultimately, it's their decision.
Okay.
I'm not a dictator, but I kind of want to like lean in on them and be like, hey, if you guys are going to lose this week because you put on new threads, then shame on you.
Okay. Tim?
I always was superstitious. No, I'm old school. I was superstitious. Depending on what good was happening, you know, there's always little things that you do. You'd put your glove down in a certain spot. You wouldn't let anybody else use it. You know, I mean, there was always, always something that you could do that would hopefully bring you a little bit of luck. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm still finding myself you know, some old things that, oh yeah, that have been working. But again, we're not really getting immersed in it or oh no, taboo, we did this, so this, so we're just, again, we made it a conscious decision last year and it's carried over this year.
Jeez, I used to pray when I got up to bat, but it didn't work. anyway, Coach, tell me about the North Reading game, because last week we talked about, you know, they don't have a great record, but they're always a threat. Give me a little pricing on that one, if you would, please.
Yeah, so we, last time we played them, we gave them a goal for a shift, and then we tied it, and then they gave them another goal. So we kind of, you know, talked about not giving them any life, and to jump on them early, and then when you jump on teams, we've been having trouble extending. So we said, jump on them early, strike first, defend, and then extend, or vice versa. And we did that. We scored three quick ones. They scored one late that I wasn't happy with towards the end of the period. It's kind of like giving CPI to your opponent, your opponent in the room. So we kind of talked about that in between break. And then we scored three more in the third. And our third line is just, again, I hate using, I'll use the color, our gold line, has been going good, scoring a lot of goals the past three games. So they've been back at it. So pretty much the game is out of reach at that point once it was 6-1 Yeah. So they scored a couple just kind of meaningless goals towards the end. But yeah, nothing. We were in the driver's seat the whole way.
Okay. Tim?
Coach, as you go through the season and you know, the unbeaten streak, and you scored a bunch of goals looking at your at the outcomes of your game so far, are there new guys stepping up with the kind of momentum your team has? Are some of the younger guys on the team all of a sudden finding a second gear and really contributing maybe a bit more than you thought they might?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of had a couple sophomores that we kind of knew they were going to, you know, they were going to take off this year. And they did a couple weeks ago. The Will Norton, sophomore left winger, he's past double digits now in goals. So he's going good. I mentioned that third line. We've been kind of having a revolving door of wingers with our third line center, Jack Neenan. And we kind of just said, with injuries and sickness, so finally I said, listen, we're going to roll with the same line for a couple games straight and see if we can get some chemistry. And boy, have they ever, some guys scoring that we always knew had that polish. It's just getting the opportunity and then eventually, executing when they need to. We joked at the beginning of the year with losing that top line about guys that have the potential to be 10 goal scorers. And we always say, like, you're not a 10 goal scorer until you've scored your 10th goal. So, like, having opportunities and hitting posts and having a little bad quote unquote puck luck, which again, we don't believe in. you gotta bury when you get your chances. And some guys, we got multiple guys with double digit goals now and, you know, scores up and down the lineup, which is nice.
Yeah, it's great when you see 12, 14 kids who have at least 1 point. That speaks to a couple of things, but in particular that you use the whole bench, you're able to do that. And some of your games have not been runaways, so the kids have been in, I would assume, pretty difficult situations at times.
Yeah, we always talk about with the depth that we have in our program and practicing hard against each other, like whereas a team that has, you know, one top heavy line and then their roster falls off and they're practicing against some kids that aren't even going to get on the ice. Our guys that are, I've mentioned, fourth, fifth line in the program can get out there and are beyond serviceable and kind of, you know, cause problems. So we just preface guys that aren't getting minutes to play hard in practice so they don't do a disservice to their teammates, and some of their games get elevated. So they're used to playing against our top group. We have last year we had a top heavy line. This year we got a top heavy six, and our bottom three lines, four lines after that in the program are really solid. Mm-hmm. So just create that competitive stuff during practice, and it carries over in the games.
Before I give it back to Tim, I want to ask you, I think I saw that you, did you use two goalies the other night?
Yeah, so we've been hoping to get our freshman in, Michael Marenga. He's come a long way in a short amount of time. That's generally what happens when guys get, a freshman comes in and they get, you know, Jay gets his hands on him. So he's been all over Michael. Michael's been playing really solid for our JV team. Our JV team's 15-2-2. So they're rolling. So he gets game minutes there and then gets to go against our guy shooting during practice. So we got him in a little bit more than halfway through the third. He got in. Unfortunately, our guys, you know, he goes in and I immediately get on the bench like, hey, let's make his life easy, blocking shots, like light lifting. First shot he had was against North Reading's best player. He's got like 15 goals in the year, breakaway. So unfortunately for Michael, that's how he started his high school career. But, he's got a good attitude. He's going to be a good goalie for us, definitely.
Well, I want to thank you, Rick, for taking my question, because I was going to go with the goalie topic, and you managed to steal my thunder. So, Coach, you're looking at, you know, is your present goalie, your starting goalie, a senior?
Yeah, Danny's a senior. Rick and I have talked about he's a program goalie, as far as he was JV for 3 years, and I like to tell people up on the front, we've been blessed with good goalies and a lot of them, so that's not an indictment on Danny as far as, you know, waiting till senior year to be with us, but boy, has he ever taken advantage of his opportunity. He's run with it. He's still hasn't lost and made some big saves when we need him. Just getting better again, you know, with Jay helping him out. He's getting better every week, so we're hoping that continues.
You know, I see in the schedule, John, that you've loaded up pretty heavy the last several games with what I think six to go. You know, getting ready for the tournament. You're going to be in a tournament down at Martha's Vineyard. I guess we can talk about that in a couple of days or a week or so. But, you know, as we look at Wednesday's game, Pentucket, not the greatest record in the world, but again, another threat in the Cape Ann League.
Yeah, I've had this one kind of circled when we got through the Cape Ann League, like I guess you would say the Newburyport Triton week. We kind of mentioned that we had a bunch of trap games of our guys just looked at scoreboard, or, you know, don't put stock in score. You can look at scores, but don't put stock in it. So we knew that we had a bunch of trap games coming up with two of them, and by this one against Pawtucket has kind of sat with me for a while. They're much better from last year. They have improved throughout this year. I look at some of their second rounds against certain opponents. I mean, they lost to Amesbury in the beginning of the year and then just beat them. They were in a close game with Triton. Even the 4-0 game to Newburyport sticks out, because Newburyport was very motivated. We had just beaten them 2-0 on Wednesday, and then that's a 4-0 game. It sounds pretty lopsided, but, you know, if you kind of follow the game, it was close for a long stretch, and they have a good first line, and you know, they're going to give us all we can handle at their rink.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, what do you know about Hopkinton that you decided to take a trip down there?
Oh, so that's a part of the Vineyard. So it's funny that you asked. The Vineyard trip, we've been going on and off for over 20 years, and the tradition is that the host team, Vineyard, always hosts Linfield, and their coach wanted to get away from that matchup and maybe set up that in the finals. He's having a great season this year. So we just kind of, it's his tournament. I told him, you can do whatever you want. So he matched us up with Hopkinton. They had gone multiple years and won it multiple years when they were going good a couple years ago, and they are again this year. So, you know, it's just a different mixing up the matchups, kind of like I'm watching the Beanpot right now. They mix it up. They mixed it up this year, so that's how we got down.
I forgot about the Beanpot. Oh, that's bad. Oh man, I'm not as good a hockey fan as I thought I was. Oh my God.
Rick, the only reason why I remembered is because I was driving back, and I drive on the Levitt Circle, and you can see they put the scoreboard up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm guilty too.
All right. Great time of year, Coach, and you got to give me some final thoughts on where your team is right now. I mean, you've mentioned just about every kid on the roster, which is fantastic. Over the last few weeks, and the stretch run is coming up. I don't know, what are you looking at this week, just going into practice and everything?
Yeah, so we kind of give them a countdown once we get into February, and we're down to like 8 practices, 6 games, and pushing 2 weeks. A lot's going to happen, and that's just for the regular season. But it's just a constant, constantly saying you're going to get better as a player, get better as a team, and you know, with at this point in the year, we kind of know what our strengths and weaknesses are. So it's, you know, making those strengths even sharper, and the stuff that you struggle with, you got to fix. You don't want any Achilles heels, and we have a couple that you know rear their ugly head here and there. So we got to make sure we fix those. And again, it's just kind of managing minutes a little bit too, because again, we go Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. That's what we end with. And that trip to the Vineyard, it's a bit of a grueling trip. So by design, it's a good team building, you know, get on a bus, drive 2 hours, get on a ferry, you know, and do that. So, it's just kind of, again, tweaking, fine tuning, and every single practice, every single game is a chance to address issues that we have to get ready for March.
Tim, final thoughts for Coach Gardner?
Coach, whatever you do, don't trim the beard.
No problem. I can accommodate you with that request.
Little superstition there. Coach, we will talk again soon. Good luck this week, and thank you for joining us once again.
Thanks, guys. Love it.
Thanks, John. Take care.